This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure do. You know what we like most? Scotties. Shots, 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 shots. B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotties Vodka Red Bull
Friday.
All right, moving forward here. It is a Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotties Handcrafted Vodka. Scotties Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout
the DMV.
B, obviously we got a ton going on here in Washington. Javon Kinlaw speaking with the media right now. I asked him what it meant for him that Peters and Daryl Tapp, the defensive line coach that worked with Javon in San Fran, wanted him back. And he said, man, that speaks for itself. And he said, I must be doing something right. He seems like a really interesting character and a guy that I think there should be a lot of excitement about. And I think too many fans are caught up in what they think the money should or shouldn't be. I think when you tear that out.
How many of them know what it really should be?
Yeah.
None.
That's a fair point. I've explained, I think you got to look at it in kind of a tier system. And the money that he got puts him probably on the third tier, the bottom of the third tier, frankly, at that position. And it's like we said, like you said about the eggs, right? We're paying more for everything right now. And I don't think that genie's ever going back in the bottle.
It is not.
Bird flu, salary cap, media rights. Like, everything's going up. Huh. And sometimes you just get paid when your number comes up, man. And
that's it.
I think then his number came up. And it's really important to remember, people that get so offended by 3 years of $45 million, the first number you hear in a report about a new contract is generally fake. So the guarantees are probably less than what we actually expect. But Kinlaw also said, B, and I thought this was pretty interesting. He said he thought he was overweight last season. And he said he added the weight on purpose, but that it helped him against double teams, but that he lost some of his explosiveness. And his plan this offseason is to shed some of that weight and get back to being explosive. And the way he talked about it, and this has been like bandied about online, is that he's definitely going to have some role on the edge. It's not going to just be as an interior presence. And the way he described wanting to, you know what I mean, maybe lose some weight, be more explosive, sounded like an edge player talking to me.
Well, you know, if the thing you learn as you play in this league a little bit longer, what you can do, what you can't, and when you get a little older, you can play with a little less weight because you're normally a little stronger, you know what I'm saying? So that can help him out big time right there.
Now, the vibes are really high in Washington. Kinlaw was like, yeah, man, this team is the talk of the town, is what he said, right? I'm not so sure about the vibes in Dallas, B.
Well, What happens sometimes is you get one person who likes to comment on everything, and when people are on that team with that said person, they don't normally respond because he is probably like one of the better players, and people just listen to him all the time, and you don't want to get into a battle with him. But once you leave, you can voice your opinion. And basically, Lawrence is telling Micah what he feels. You do less of your second job and more of your first job. We ain't got no problem.
So everybody understands DeMarcus Lawrence signed with Seattle. I thought DeMarcus Lawrence would have made a lot of sense here. He's not here. He's in Seattle. He's in the other Washington.
Yeah.
And in, I think it was some in-house Seahawks media, he did an interview with a dude and said, you know, Dallas is my home. Because he's talked about part of the reason he wanted to stay there is his family's there, they're established, whatever. He said, Dallas is my home, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. Now, I will add parenthetically, I'm not sure you will with this version of the Seahawks, but whatever.
Well, he could have been just saying that because he's gone from Dallas now.
Yeah. Regardless, he took a shot. He took a little shot, and that's okay. You're entitled to do that. Micah Parsons quote tweeted that and said, this what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown bleep with a clown emoji. Well, Tank Lawrence doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that is a punk about his bleep. And Tank Lawrence responded, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left. I think Tank Lawrence wins that sparring session. And B, we've now heard from a few different people that, like, Micah needs to chill. Somebody said the podcast, he's talking about tweeting.
He probably was referring to the podcast stuff as well.
Right.
I just think that while you're playing, it's difficult to juggle that. And I did media while I was playing. But I also knew how – I told you how I would do stuff. If somebody had an awful game, I'm going and talk to them to get their opinion. So when I know that the co-host is going to ask me a question about that person, and I answer with their words. You still have to understand you're teammates with guys. But Micah is going to make an opinionated thing about everybody on his team, in the league, and everything else. While you're playing, that's a little dangerous.
Yeah, man. Like, even last week when Washington traded for Tunsil, he quote tweeted Adam Schefter and said, WTF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, of his own. Now, this one I can kind of get because it was his teammate going to play with the Giants. Chauncey Golston, he had a comment on. Like, this I find fascinating. So, Clarence Hill is an institution in Dallas, has covered the Cowboys forever. Schefter tweeted out, more moves in San Fran, Niners are releasing Leonard Floyd. Clarence Hill quote tweeted and said, 49ers are gutting themselves, which they really are. To which Parsons replied, no more rookie quarterback, LOL, welcome to reality. And he's not wrong in that.
He's not wrong, but he should not have an opinion about everything. If you are getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys to play a football season, why the hell are you, commenting on everybody's tweets? If I'm a part of his team, of the front office, I'm like, yo, I need you to back off a little bit, please. Because you're quoting everything or commenting on everything that's said, when the hell are you looking at your stuff?
Exactly, dude. There is plenty of time in the day on the planet to fire off some tweets. Like, I get it. At some point, you don't need to – like, if you were commenting on – people just tweet wacky stuff, or he loves golf, and he's tweeting about Rory taking this kid's phone or something. You know what I mean? Like, okay. But to comment on the business of football from your club and other clubs just seems like a lot, man.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he has a right to do what he wants to do, but people also have a right to question him. And question thing is, the dude is outstanding talent. But as I say over and over again, you have to be, he does his first job very good. But when you are a person of his ilk, his level, you got to make your team better with you. They didn't win a lot last year. So stop worrying about what's going on everywhere else and try to get your stuff together. The way teams get better sometimes, they go internally. They kind of disappear from the public. And then they come out balling because they all focus on one common goal, not commenting on everybody else's ish.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Listen, man, I've made plenty of fun of Mike McCarthy. But he was a pro coach. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He dealt with Aaron Rodgers a long time. In hindsight, we may all learn that dealing with Rodgers was, you know, that McCarthy, looking back at that divorce, maybe McCarthy wasn't the problem. You know what I'm saying? But regardless, I think as we kind of like get further away from this, McCarthy and that Dallas team, for better or worse, were pretty good. They won a lot of games.
Yeah, they were.
Now you've got – you still got Dak. You still got CD. Like, I can see a lot of it. But now you got Brian Schottenheimer running this thing, and it sure seems like Micah Parsons – if Micah Parsons is emboldened right now, how's that going to look when he gets 200 mil?
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
You won't be able to shut him up then.
And
man, I just feel you have that right, but sometimes just because you have a right don't mean you have to do it.
Totally.
You know? Like I think every time that like, people go, oh man, it's legal, nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it might be legal, nothing wrong with it, but it may not be for you. Just because something is legal don't mean you got to indulge in it or try it.
Right.
Because you may not be able to, you may be the one that can't handle it, which is going to make it a detriment to you. So just because he has the right to comment all the time, he might want to back off of it some.
Bro, Jeff, I don't ask you this to put you on blast, okay? But there have been times when I think Jeff unfairly on social media probably catches more heat because B and I bust your chops a fair amount. But, like, we're also your friends, and we have real conversations, and we know what you're trying to accomplish in life. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more to it, whereas sometimes you'll just catch heat on social media. And there have been various times, Jeffrey, where you've asked, like, yo, JP, you think I should say this? And I'm like, no. But you can, but you at least know to ask the question if you should. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
So the question I would ask is, who is the person that Michael Parsons asks for guidance or information, who's the person he would go to for that? Or does he think nobody could tell him anything?
I don't know, B. And it's one of the great, truly one of the best questions I've ever heard asked in a press conference. And it should be no surprise that it came from David Aldridge, a Hall of Famer. And I believe it was Terry McLaurin. And DA said, who in your life is your truth teller? Who do you count on to tell you the truth? And the truth is not always pleasant.
100%.
And like, if you, like, for me, between my wife and working with Brian Mitchell, like, I'm going to be told the truth.
I subscribe to that.
Right. Whether or not I want to hear it, I'm going to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it comes from a place of love, dog.
I know. And dude, in a lot of ways, I think that's what Pete Carroll was about. That's what DQ is about. I think that's what Adam Peters is about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's evidence of it, honestly, with John Allen. I mean, let's be real with Allen. On some level, I am not – let me be clear before some aggregator says I'm reporting this. I'm not reporting anything, okay? But on some level, I know there was a conversation between Allen and his representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we're going into the last year. We don't have any guaranteed money on this thing. Let's talk. And on some level, that conversation was, yeah, man, I don't think that's going to work. Like, that was some truth, right? And yep. And what exact words were said and what the exact order of the words were may vary. But, like, ultimately, Allen was going into the last year of a deal with no guaranteed money. And he wasn't going to play on that. And Washington knew they weren't going to give him any guarantees. And they knew there was a divorce coming. And so what do? They handled it the right way. Hey, you could talk, see if you can get a trade going. If not, we're going to release you, let you hit the market in time to take advantage of the market.
Yeah.
That's harsh. That's business, but it's reality.
It's true.
And you're better off in that world.
Yeah. I'd much rather a person tell me straight up what they feel about me than lie to me and then tell somebody else what they think and then the other person come and tell it to me. Because at that point, I'm not going to like you anymore, but I won't respect you for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So when my dad always said, don't try to live life to be like, because people may not like you. So when you're sitting up there trying to sugarcoat something for somebody and you know you're lying and then they find out the truth, they don't respect you. As long as they respect you, that's all that matters. So I don't give a damn if you go have a dinner with me or have a drink with me. But you know one thing, you're not going to come at me wrong because you know what I'm about.
Speaking of the truth, Brian.
Yeah.
Speaking of what's important, telling the truth, even when it's inconvenient or perhaps harsh. Myles Garrett had a press conference in Cleveland. Now, you remember it was Super Bowl week. So that was only 6 weeks ago, maybe about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
When Myles Garrett said, yo, I want to win. I need out of Cleveland. I'm never going to win a Super Bowl here. My focus is winning.
Uh-huh. Well, he did win.
You know, things have obviously changed for Myles.
He
stayed in Cleveland. He got, $160 million guaranteed, I believe.
He won.
Myles Garrett was asked about remaining with the Browns, B. I think the fans will see my heart is in the right place. It's never been about money. It's always been about winning.
Yeah, but you just said you couldn't win there. The only thing that has changed is the money. And let's be real, bro. I'm not mad at you. But that's why I say to people sometimes, don't say stuff that you give people a way to come back at you. If he just said, listen, I just think I want to try somewhere else. That's better. Then saying, I can't win a Super Bowl here. Then they give you money. Now you feel like you can win a Super Bowl there. You know, just be careful what you say when you're speaking things because that will come back to haunt you.
There's some irony in certainly me, less so you because you're less prone to fly off the handle like I am. There's some great irony in two people that basically speak for a living in you and I at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people to speak less and not necessarily speak all the time. But
it's your job to speak.
Right.
Michael Parsons is a professional athlete.
Right.
His job is to play football.
Right.
And, yes, he picked up this other stuff because of what? Professional athletics. So he could do a lot of other things, but when those other things start becoming more prominent than your original thing or start pulling you away from your original thing, that could be a problem.
Well said, B. Here's what we're going to do. It is college hoops season. Jeff Ehrman joins us next. Inside Maryland Sports. Terps got a big one. Big Ten tournament tonight against Illinois. Nobody go anywhere.
B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part about Root. Root systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. I walk outside by mine, and I can barely hear it. Root's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance, perfectly balanced. And also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. I had three installed, so you know I used that whole $6,000. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.